Saudi Arabia continues its deadly airstrikes on Yemen, violating a recent UN-brokered ceasefire. The latest Saudi air raids targeted Sadr province, killing at least 23 people. The attacks indicate that Riyadh has refused to comply with the terms of the ceasefire reached in Switzerland on Tuesday. Elsewhere, forces loyal to the former Yemeni regime seized the city of Hazm, the capital of Jowf province. In response, Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied army units fired a missile at a Saudi base in Marib province, killing at least 120 Saudi troops and their mercenaries. Earlier, Yemenis fired ballistic missiles at a Saudi military installation in the Najran region inside the kingdom. More than 7,300 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in Saudi Arabia's onslaught against Yemen since March the 26th. Well, Yemeni negotiators from the Ansarullah movement have accused the United Nations of failing to bind their opposing side to a sustainable ceasefire. As UN-mediated peace talks continue in Switzerland, the military conflict in Yemen intensified. Press TV's Homar Lesgi reports from the venue of the talks.
Since Tuesday, Yemeni negotiators have gathered at the Swiss Olympic House in a village close to the Swiss city of Biel to discuss peace under UN mediation. On the fourth day of talks, representatives from the Ansarullah movement and the National Congress Party, known collectively as the Yemeni National Delegation, met separately with the UN Special Envoy. They said the envoy's statement concerning humanitarian access to Taiz and several other cities had not included their amendments. They also blamed the UN for failing to commit the other party to a ceasefire.
We offered the UN a special envoy a formal letter of protest concerning violations of the ceasefire that took place in many areas. They were not just ceasefire violations, but a clear-cut military aggression supported by airstrikes in Jowf, Marib and Haraz.
Delegates representing the former government of fugitive former President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, known as the Riyaz Group, because of their alliance with Saudi Arabia, have been calling for the release of several prisoners, including former military commanders. Ansarullah says the issue of prisoners and political transition can only be discussed after a cessation of hostilities.
Everyone has the same feeling about finding a solution and establishing a ceasefire, but this is not enough. There must be a work plan. We don't care how long the talks will continue. We don't mind if they drag on to Monday or Tuesday. Time is not important, but dialogue must succeed.
The Yemeni national delegation says the Riyaz group is following its military plan to gain ground in Yemen while purporting to work towards peace in Switzerland. The Ansarullah delegates say the UN has still not come up with a clear initiative to bring about a sustainable ceasefire. I'm Homa Lesgi for Press TV in Maglingen, Switzerland.